Valentine's Day is coming up next week. But what a lot of people don't know is this week and the week after Valentine's Day are the highest rates of breakup amongst couples. It's Anna and Raven. Joining us, it's Karen Thomas, nationally recognized etiquette expert and author. You can visit her online at ktetiquette.com. Is there a right way to break up with somebody?
Yes, there is. There's a few things that you want to avoid. If you're going to do it, you absolutely must do it in person. It cannot be done other ways, period, end of discussion.
So easy to send a text.
Right. You just fire off that text.
Or a letter. I've known people who've done it on a Post-it.
Post-it?
Yes.
That is insensitive.
They left it behind.
Yes.
I divorce you.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Sad.
They were married.
Mm-hmm.
He packed up the house, took everything, and left a Post-it on the cabinet.
Wow.
And the person came home and the house was cleaned out, said, sorry, I want a divorce. Goodbye. Never heard from again.
Gosh.
It's a clean break.
For that person.
Right.
You know, so I think what people need to realize is you need to do things properly, especially when it's something like this with heartbreak, because why would you want to have that label on you?
Ghosting is a big one that I've noticed a lot of my friends, not the ones that are married, but the ones that have just been dating guys kind of casually, you know? It's like all of a sudden they just stop calling them back and they just stop texting them back and it's like they never existed. It's very strange.
It's not only strange, but it's extremely rude. Part of being a civil society, you need to communicate. Mm. So if, you know, we go out on a first date and I don't like you, I'm not going to say to you, okay, Anna, I'm going to call you tomorrow. I'll call you next week or I'll get back to you. I'm not going to say that. I'm just going to say, you know, it was really nice, but I don't think this is going to work out. And then end it. That way you have closure. You might be hurt, but at least you have closure. You know I'm not calling you and we're done.
Are there any like dating apps that have some sort of rating system, right? So you can leave a review like your regular item that you bought from Amazon. You're like, well, it arrived on time. Return policy was questionable. Doesn't fit right. You know, that kind of thing or whatever.
You know, I think, Raven, you might be onto something.
Let's
get together and get an app going for Rate My Date.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. I think
is that
there's something
real?
There.
I mean,
that
sounds so catchy. You would think that something's got to be out there, right?
How come? I feel like that's got to exist already, right?
Right?
Hot
if,
or not.
If not, let's go. When we're done, we're doing that.
Right.
It's not loading. Hold on.
Right. Nobody paid the GoDaddy renewal.
Exactly.
There was a website where you could warn other women about bad gentlemen that were dating.
That sounds like a chat room or a Post-it wall. That's different.
Right.
A Reddit line where you just slag bad guys is not what I'm talking about.
Exactly.
Yeah. So a little sexist in his app.
So do you think it's better to break up with someone that you know that you don't have a long-term relationship going forward? You know that this isn't the right person for you. Do you think at this point, this week, when we are like a week away from Valentine's Day, it's better to break up with them now and just get it over with? Or do you just fake it and smile and bring them the roses and the chocolate on Valentine's Day and wait till the week after?
The quicker the break, the better. So, you know, either way, exactly, either way, you're going to be hurt or the person is going to be hurt. So therefore, man up or woman up before Valentine's Day, because now we have the option of going out and doing something for ourselves. I could say, we're going to go out to dinner with my girlfriends that night, or we're going to do something. And it gives us the option rather than breaking up after saying, well, he bought me roses and chocolates. This was great. I thought everything was fine. Now, all of a sudden, he broke it off or she broke it off.
If you break it off quick enough, you can go out, tip some back with your girlfriends, and maybe kiss a rando before the end of the night.
Exactly. So quicker the better, and make sure that you're doing it in person.
Nationally recognized etiquette expert and author Karen Thomas. You can visit her online at ktetiquette.com. Thank you, Karen.
Thank you.